writer in Nevada. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. With the balance of power in the Senate at stake, the vote counting in Nevada can't be completed soon enough. All that separates Republican Adam Laxalt and Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto is about 860 votes, but there are still tens of thousands to tally. A win by Cortez Masto would give Democrats control of the Senate.
Some good news for Republicans here in Nevada. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, the Republican candidate, has ousted incumbent Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak. And that is the only governorship in the country, as we understand it, to be flipped by Republicans this election cycle.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt to Arizona, where Senate Democrat Mark Kelly is the projected winner of his race against Republican Blake Masters. After that contest was called, the two candidates for Arizona's undecided governor's race took to social media.
We'll begin with Republican Carrie Lake tweeting, "They want you to be demoralized. There is no reason to be. Our path lies in the overwhelming red votes that Maricopa County either hasn't counted or has deliberately chosen not to release." From Democrat Katie Hobbs, "As we await outstanding ballots, I remain confident in the will of Arizona voters and am grateful to the election officials."
Fox's Alicia Acuna. Before the book closes on 2022, former President Trump could announce he's running in 2024. GOP Congressman-elect Mike Lawler says the former president needs to look forward.
Relitigating the 2020 election or any other grievances really does not serve him well, the party well.
Mr. Trump is scheduled to make an announcement on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now that a second federal court has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, the White House is no longer accepting applications. The administration is hoping to overturn the court orders. A federal judge in Texas said the president overstepped his authority. Cambodia was the second stop for the president, who's traveling overseas.
The president addressed the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Saturday, pledging that the group of countries is key to his policy goals for the region.
"Together, we will tackle the biggest issues of our time, from climate to health security, defend against the significant threats of rule-based order, and to threats to the rule of law."
As an example of the commitment, the president cited the $250 million pledged by his administration over the last several years to the ASEAN nations. The president will meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan Sunday before heading to Bali for the G20 summit and a highly anticipated first-ever face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, scheduled for Monday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Ukraine's foreign minister is pressing Southeast Asia for support as it battles Russia. Dmytro Kuleba, who sat down with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, wants Russia to be pressured to extend an agreement that allows Ukraine to export grain and fertilizer. The UN brokered deal is set to expire next week. Another successful launch for SpaceX.
3, 2, 1. And liftoff of Intelsat Galaxy 31 and 32. Go Falcon 9.
The Falcon 9 rocket, which blasted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral, carried two communications satellites into space. Next week, NASA is hoping to launch its new moon rocket. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.